adventure. Today, Space Wreck. The year 2000 plus 370. Three centuries since man burst loose from the confines of Earth and mushroomed out into the vast expanses of the universe, studding the stars of heaven with colonies of Earth people. The year 2370, when space flight is no longer limited to scientists and adventurers, but is available to everyone on regularly scheduled commercial ships. When news is no longer a global affair, but originates in a thousand far-flung ports along the spaceways. It is a routine morning in the control room of IGNS, the Intergalactic News Service, where a great network of elaborate electronic devices receives the news that originates in every corner of the galaxy. And straight from the tape, Whitey Fuller, IGNS's most famous reporter, passes them on to the public.
Terra City, Mars. Dr. Luther Smith, outstanding allergist, has just announced his release to the medical profession of a serum to prevent internal coagulation of blood under atmospheric changes. New York, a new luxury space liner, Golden Star, is about to take off on its maiden voyage. Striking a new note in interplanetary travel, the cruise ship numbers among its 750 passengers some of the most eminent names in society, business, and the profession. The fabulously appointed vessel was constructed as a
of the spaceship Golden Star to all hands. Prepare for the takeoff at 1600 hours. Final check of rocket engines and airlocks at 1500. That is all. Well, that's not the old stuff for you, Professor Winston. You're taking an interstellar cruise. It's a little like a busman's holiday, isn't it? But I'm proud to have you and your assistant, Miss Fenner, aboard.
Well, sometimes it is good to see where all our theory finally ends up, Captain. It gives a scientist like myself a little perspective on his work. But I am sure Amanda will find it informative. I intend just to relax and enjoy.
Good.
All this is wonderfully thrilling, Captain. May I have permission to watch the preparations for the blast-off?
Why, certainly, my dear. Just go down that corridor there and ask Lieutenant Romilly. He'll show you everything you want to see.
Thank you.
Captain North.
Yes, Montgomery, what is it?
Captain, I'm having difficulty with a gentleman on board.
Passenger?
No, sir. He's not on the passenger list, but he says he's going to make the trip with us.
Get rid of him, Montgomery. That's your job.
He won't go, sir. He insists on seeing you. He's waiting just outside.
I haven't the time. Oh, very well. Bring him in.
Step in, please. There he is, sir.
Now, what's the meaning of this? What makes you think you can crash the maiden voyage of the first interstellar luxury cruise?
It's not a matter of crashing, Captain. I am Whitey Fuller. I am covering the Golden Star story for 136 news agencies. And you must find room for it.
I must, eh? That's all I've been hearing for 2 months, ever since this cruise was announced. Every big shot in every capital wants to get in on the act.
I'm not interested in your act, Captain. This is just another job to me. News is my business.
And I'm not interested in your business.
Aren't you, Captain? Now, how would you like to lose $2 million worth of publicity? If I don't make this trip, I guarantee you that not one picture, one story, or one bulletin of the Golden Star cruise will ever reach the public.
Do I go?
You go, Mr. Fuller.
But please keep out of my way.
In less than 10 minutes, this great vessel, the Golden Star, will blast off from Earth, headed for outer space. To many of the 750 passengers aboard, space flight is doubtless a new experience. But even those among you
who've had some contact with it in the past will find this epoch-making voyage an experience beyond their wildest dreams.
You are all welcome aboard the Golden Star. We invite you to make use of the fabulous facilities provided for you. The swimming pools, a skating rink, bars and dancing pavilions, the astronomical observatories, the botanical gardens, which will grow as we add specimens from each plant we touch. This is a luxury cruise. Relax.
Have you seen the itinerary?
No, not yet, sir. Not yet.
Well, gee whiz. On April 13th, we land on the moon, and I'm going to get me a spacesuit and take a personal look at those uranium mines and the craters. Boy, won't that be something to talk
about.
Well,
perhaps I'll join you, son.
The name's Jimmy. Jimmy Prentice. And say, that'd be swell, Reverend. My mom's not keen on spacesuits.
Oh?
Says they spoil her figure. She'd surely let me go with you, though. And, Reverend...
Yes, sir, yes.
How about Mars? We get there on April 17th and we have 3 full days. What would you say to a plane flight over those canals? So we can really...
Ladies and gentlemen, we take off in a few moments. All space passengers aboard the Golden Star will be required to swallow 2 anti-gravitational tablets, to lie down on the cot which the steward has set up for you on C deck, and to strap yourselves down and remain horizontal until escape velocity has been reached.
Are there any questions? Passengers, will please carry out instructions now. Montgomery to bridge. Montgomery to bridge.
Bridge.
Ready for takeoff.
Staring out into space.
Oh, my dear.
Maybe I'm in love.
With whom? The man of the moon? That fourth commander on Jupiter who couldn't take his eyes off you? Or maybe it's someone on the ship, huh?
Well, you're the reporter, Whitey. Well, why don't you find out?
I think that's just what I want, Mr. Whitey.
What is it, Jenny?
Well, will you sign this paper for me, Whitey? It's very important.
Oh, it is. What does it say?
It says that you, with your own eyes, saw me high jump 18 feet.
On Mars, Jenny.
Well, you don't have to put that in.
I guess. There you are.
Thanks. Boy, it's going to be a long time before anybody on Earth breaks this record.
Speak to the Reverend about that boy.
Yes,
Reverend.
Oh, there you are.
Dr. Winston, what's wrong?
Oh, I am worried, Amanda. Oh? I was just in the control room, and there are electronic indications that should not be present in this segment of the galaxy. Have you seen Captain North?
No. Surely you don't doubt Captain North's astrogation, do you?
Oh, it's not that. It's just a sixth sense that tells you something. Oh, Captain North, one moment.
I'm very busy, Dr. Winston.
I would like to get your opinion on certain things that are about to occur.
What is it, Montgomery? Would you take a look at the radar scope immediately, sir? Switch on this auxiliary one here. Good dog.
What's that?
I don't know, sir. It's heading this way like a streak of light.
What's wrong, Captain? What's the matter there?
This is a tremendous object.
It's really right now.
Look at the observation window.
Hey, it's a ball of fire. It's a meteor.
Captain, it's a rocket moon. Discharge four tide rockets.
Captain, to engine room. Detonate altitude gravitator. Reverse overdrive 437. Communications. Send SOS signals to all spacecraft.
Attention all stations. Seal off all compartments. Lower emergency atmospheric bulkhead. Raise emergency emplacement. Divisional plexiglass space barrier. Release rocket lifeboat. Contact spacecraft and long shortwave SOS. Contact spacecraft SOS. Use emergency craft.
Like a strawberry.
All those people, hundreds of them. I've got to go to them.
The ships, the people. They're out there floating in space like driftwood. This little room. This glass compartment. Suspended in the vacuum. Is all that's left of the Golden Star.
Where are you going, Captain?
I want to take a sail up here.
There may be a leak.
Jimmy! I hear Jimmy! Over there! Behind that sofa! Jimmy!
Oh, I want my mother. I want my mother. Oh, my head hurts. She's downstairs. Get her.
Jimmy, your mother. Oh, I can't tell.
You talk to the boy. Sam, listen to me. There's been an accident, a shocking accident.
There has?
Yes.
Well, my mother, where is she? What's happened? You all look so funny. What's happened to everybody?
My ship is smashed up, Sam. Now, Sam, you must be brave.
Smashed up? But there aren't any other spaceships around here. And anyway, nothing in this room has been smashed. Nothing's even broken. I don't believe it.
We were very fortunate, Jimmy. You see, the ship was divided into compartments like a tool chest. And when the crash occurred, each compartment was sealed off by automatic devices. This compartment alone escaped destruction, was left untouched, airtight. A single unit of transiglass floating free in space. A bubble of nothing in a vacuum of emptiness.
Then the other compartments were destroyed. Everybody's dead but us. Everybody's dead. My mother. I want my mother. Let me out of here.
Take it easy, boy, please. Help me, Jimmy. Now close your eyes. Try to rest. That's it. Now rest. Rest.
Mr. Montgomery, is there any chance of rescue?
I don't know, Reverend. I never got the SOS out. Now the communications are shot.
But surely some spaceship will come along, a cruiser or a freighter, a patrol ship perhaps.
I hope so, Reverend.
Nothing will come along. We'll never be found because we're off our course.
Off our course?
Yes. Captain North, the great astrogator, went haywire and took his ship into uncharted space.
Captain, that's impossible. You've charted...
I know what I'm talking about. I've been thinking about this ever since the crash. 750 passengers, 179 crew members dead because of me. I'm a murderer. That's it. A cold-blooded murder. And I can't face it. I've got to die.
With them, he's opening the air.
Don't
table as you go over.
Dick, don't go. Don't leave us.
Commander Carris, just pray for his sake.
Stand by and open the airlock.
Ready.
Let's go.
Getting awful cold, isn't it?
Yeah. reservoirs are about exhausted. I put on this jacket. Here on in, the thermometer keeps going one way. Down.
What happened after everything's gone?
Well, we are spared one thing. Decomposition. The cold gets us before the maggots do. It is a quick freeze. You will be young and beautiful forever, Amanda. You can thank science for that.
Stop it, Winston.
Stop it? I wish I could. I wish I had. I wish I had never had anything to do with science. It is a snare and a delusion. It distorts the world. Nothing but misery and death.
Save your philosophical breath, Winston. You'll need it.
Science, luring men to their destruction. What are we doing here in this fragment of a monster ship suspended in black space? What are men doing on Mars and Jupiter and Juno? We are Earthmen. Thank you to the God who does. That is where we belong.
Oh, no, Dr. Winston. You're wrong. Man belongs wherever his spirit leads him. God didn't give us courage and intelligence and an unconquerable thirst for knowledge and then confine us to one tiny portion of his universe. Science is only be... What was that?
I felt something too.
Movement. We're not drifting anymore.
You're moving in a straight line.
The shutter! Come on, Dick. Let's go fast them and take a good look out there.
We're moving fast enough. It's strange. Spice.
Look!
His astrogation figures were perfect.
What?
It was the stars and the heavenly bodies that were thrown off their course. Gentlemen, an hour before the golden star smashed up, we tried frantically to reach you. Astronomical observatories all over the universe reported a tremendous explosion in Galaxy 3. But before we could warn you, it happened.
Then you found us on course.
My dear Mr. Fuller, 1,000 astronomers and 15 supersonic calculating machines juggled figures for days to determine the precise effect of the heavenly disturbance upon your position. Yes, we headed for the determined point, and we found you.
Waggy, what are you doing?
I found a terrific travel folder here. A fascinating trip.
Again? Where to this time?
Luxury cruise. Up the Hudson to Bear Mountain.